Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Sunday, February 11th, 2018. It's Sunday, so we're talking about your top five games of all time. You guys have been sending these in for months, and I certainly have enjoyed listening to your list, so let's jump right in. Here's an awesome list that comes to us from Casey.
Hey, Jeff. This is Casey calling in with my top five games of all time. I have to start off with Star Fox 64 for N64, one of my most favorite games of all time. Just tons of replayability and always chasing after that high score when I was a kid. And next up would be Zelda Ocarina of Time. I think that was the game that really opened up my eyes to the scale of just how big and kind of epic games could be, and I loved it. Next couple are puzzle games, which I love as a genre. The Talos Principle, which I just think is even better than Portal as far as the mechanics, and even has a great philosophical story to go with it. The Witness, which is just kind of pure genius. I don't know how he made it. And last of all would be Metroid Prime, just amazing world, and loved everything about it, from the traversal to the combat. A great game. Thanks.
Awesome list, Casey. Thanks for sending it in. Lots of Nintendo there, but some unexpected picks as well. Let's start with a Nintendo game, Star Fox 64. Now, I've heard a lot of people mention a lot of the mainline Nintendo franchises in their top fives as we've been doing this. First time I've heard Star Fox mentioned. Very cool that you have such love for that franchise and that particular game. I'm probably going to upset you and say the thing that is heresy to Star Fox fans. My favorite Star Fox game is Star Fox Adventures. I mean, it's just a completely different kind of game. And I like those characters, but I was never into Star Fox 64 or any of the versions of Star Fox that were just basically flight simulator games. Not flight simulator, that's a bad term. Space combat, I'll say that. And certainly I don't think that at this point that franchise is in a good place at all, with the Wii U version of Star Fox really kind of burying it in my mind. I hope that it rises like a phoenix from the ashes. I think it's a worthy franchise with some iconic characters, and certainly they play a prominent role in Smash Brothers, for example. These are big Nintendo characters that deserve their moment in the sun. But woof, that last Star Fox game, not good. Still, Star Fox 64, a great classic game from the N64 era, and it's cool to see it on your list. Another great game from that same era, Ocarina of Time, of course, widely considered one of the greatest games of all time, and for many, the best Zelda in their estimation, although that seems to be in great dispute. Certainly a lot of people across the lists that we've seen here every Sunday have put lots of different Zeldas on their list, including a lot of Breath of the Wild, the most recent Zelda. So there's a lot of contention. These are always great games. Ocarina is right near the top for me. I think Wind Waker might be my favorite Zelda. I know that's crazy. Is that crazy? That's crazy. Anyway, Ocarina is certainly up there, a game I've played through multiple times and certainly love and is close to my heart and definitely worthy of being on anybody's top five list. Your next two picks, though, I'm so pleased to hear. These are more recent games, certainly. Really bold, interesting games, games that captured my imagination, and I played them a lot. The Talos Principle is an amazing first-person puzzle game full of really wildly inventive puzzles that require spatial awareness and outside-the-box kind of thinking. I don't know if I'm with you on it being better than Portal. Portal is certainly, I think, superior in my heart, but I love that you love Talos Principle. I played this game. Oh, man, I loved it. And, you know, I've been wanting to go back and replay it now that it's available in VR as well, because I think that would even add something additional to the game. I have not tried the VR version yet. I really got to do this. It is available on Steam in VR. because Crow Team, the developers of Talos Principle, really embraced VR in a big way. They put out Serious Sam versions of Serious Sam in VR and the Talos Principle. And I just think that would make the game even more cool from my perspective. But a really cool game to put on your list. Also, The Witness. I think The Witness is one of the greatest puzzle games of all time. It certainly has some of the most mind-bending puzzles and layers upon layers of puzzles. And the thing that's so crazy about The Witness is all the puzzles are derived from the same central mechanic, which is draw a line through a maze. It is absolutely mind-boggling how many versions of that puzzle are in that game and how Jonathan Blow, the designer of The Witness, manages to mine that simple mechanic and find such crazy new approaches to that very, very basic idea. I mean, this is what you do when you're in a diner waiting for your food to come and you're eight. You know, you draw a line on the little maze puzzle that's on your paper mat and you try to get to the exit. Who knew that it would have such legs? It would create such deep, engrossing puzzles. And on this really interesting map, this island that's full of color and mystery and surprises, yeah, The Witness is a very, very special game. And I'm pleased to see that it is special enough to rank among your top five of all time. Metroid Prime, the final Nintendo entry there, and certainly a great, great game. So excited this week we got more information about Metroid Prime 4 and the fact that Bandai Namco is making it. I hope they're up to the task because big shoes to fill, especially that first Metroid Prime is truly one of the great action-adventure first-person shooters ever. And I'm right there with you. I love Metroid Prime. It's my favorite Metroid. I know a lot of people put Super Metroid on their list as their favorite Metroid. Metroid Prime for me surpasses it in every way. It's the Metroid. It's the way I want to be playing Metroid, which is why I'm glad we're getting a Prime 4. I just hope it is a new life for the franchise, and it is worthy of that first game's legacy, because I don't think its two sequels even live up to the very high watermark that Metroid Prime set. Next up is a list from Ryan, who's got a lot of classic PC games that made his list.
Hey, Jeff. This is Ryan from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, just calling in to let you know what my top games of all times are. I hope you mention me on the show because it's a PC-heavy list. Number one, Warcraft 2. Probably one of the best strategy games of all time, much better than the original, and of course, it made playing WoW much better. Number two is Crusader No Remorse, a great isometric action game with terrible controls, but the story was great. Number three is Wing Commander 3. All I can say is Mark Hamill. Number four, the Civilization series. I know that's cheating, so I'll say number five. It was very easy to get into and play. And my last game on my list is Company of Heroes. If you've never played this game, please play it. It is the best World War II game of all time. It is a great strategy game, and it still holds up well today. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ryan, great list. I particularly like Warcraft 2 being on the list. That was the game that got me into real-time strategy. It led directly to StarCraft for me, but Warcraft 2 was the first one. I didn't really get into Warcraft, but Warcraft 2, many, many LAN games with my friends, playing a real-time strategy game seriously for the first time. Gosh, I loved Warcraft 2. Have to admit, I did not play Crusader No Remorse. Looking up this game now online, I see it's a game from 1995, and it looks like a game I would have been into. Love those isometric games. Kind of looks like the old Fallouts, before Fallout became a first-person game. But, man, I did not play this one. I did not know about Crusader No Remorse. Love that it's on your list. And feel like I would have liked it in the 90s, but it's like literally never heard of it until right now. So I guess I have to turn in some of my PC gamer street cred for Crusader No Remorse. But the rest of your games I'm into, certainly Wing Commander 3, as you said, Mark Hamill, But the Wing Commander series, very, very close to my heart. Games I played a ton of on the PC back in the day. And certainly were the games that let me live out that Star Wars fantasy, because we weren't really getting great Star Wars games. But Wing Commander series, awesome games. Super fun to see that on your list as well. And you know my love of the Civilization series. Every chance I get, I scream from the heavens about Civ and how great it is and how much it means to the video game landscape to have something like Civilization in it. Yes, it's a bit of a cheat that you put the entire series in there, but yeah, I agree with you. Civilization, an incredible work that seems to continue generation after generation, getting more interesting and better. And well, maybe not better. There are people who like the old Civ games more, but at least it continues, and it continues to deepen and expand on what Civ is to a new generation of gamers, which I'm so happy about. And then Company of Heroes, you're right. Great World War II games, both of the Company of Heroes games. I played them quite a lot. I don't think that I hold them in quite as high esteem as it sounds like you do, but yeah, they are very special games that provide a side of strategy and storytelling. The storytelling in the Company of Heroes games is pretty awesome as well. Great list. Thanks for sending it in.